I'm going to go to something. I hadn't planned on this, but I've got a whole slew of things to talk about. Interesting things that are in the news. Got some audio clips to play that I think are pertinent. Some folks in Congress wondering, where has all the money gone? We'll be checking that out shortly. I do want to read some things. These are just kind of quips. Quips and clips that have come out of the Quran. And most people don't read it. There's a growing number of people in the world that read it. But again, there's a certain amount of, it's like anything you do. We're trying to get things back to a constitutional basis. I bring in the biblical basis and the basis of right versus wrong on this show. And one of the things that I'm challenging everybody to do is just think about why they think about what they're thinking and get back to the reference. That's why when we have debates, when people call here and debate things, you could convince me to change my opinion. My problem is you had better get to the right reference. You better have a substantive reference. I heard some comments about earlier things that were being broadcast today. And there's a lot of slamming of folks, depending on their leaning. I can't slam somebody on the basis of their leaning if they've been given intravenous Kool-Aid. We've got a population that has just been given figurative intravenous Kool-Aid. And what I mean by that is you've had a system, a huge, literally global system, European, American, just there's folks that have been wanting you to think a certain way. And you can get some anecdotal evidence of it and some hard evidence of it. But the major hard evidence of it would be if you would read the curriculum in the schools. I read a high school government book. What a mess. Hey, would you like to find out about chaos? Open up the current government book. It's just amazing. They were painting as if they were trying to get artwork that would go in the National Museum of Art, and they were doing it by typing. It was a mess. It was not talking about the form or frame and function of government, of American government. What it was doing was painting a picture of what we see today. And the problem with what we see today is nobody knows what they're doing. We've got this pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America. We're going insane. I had different folks with different views on, and somebody called the other day and said, man, you really give unfettered time to people with an opposing view. Yeah, because I want people to hear what they think. And then I want to say, well, let me shine a little light on it, because what I want to do is get them down to not just saying one-liners about privatization and stuff. I mean, you know, just little captured little bullet phrases that nobody really knows what it means unless we talk about it. I want to find out what they think, what the basis of what they think, so we can shine a light on it. And I'll tell you what, I've known guys who are Muslim and are devout and really have a heart to seek after God. And you know what? They're reading the Quran. I don't think they're reading the whole thing, because there's things I'm going to read here that are in the Quran that I don't think these guys are reading. I think they've got a legitimate desire to seek after God. In fact, if you look, you find out that Muhammad taught that Jesus was higher than the prophets. He says he wasn't the Son of God, but he was higher than the prophets. That means that Muhammad taught that Jesus was higher than him. So if you take somebody who's a Muslim and say, let's read what the prophet, so to speak, said about Jesus, you have to acknowledge he's higher than a prophet. You can't fault me for doing what Jesus says, right? It's a step above mere Muslim, right? Something to think about. If you're rational, it's something to think about. In fact, he said, honor the people of the book, which is talking about the Bible. And the problem is, I read the Bible. So if the Bible doesn't agree with the Quran, guess who wins? The Bible. But I'm going to read something here for the Quran. And again, this is going on the story of this Christian convert girl who fears her parents will kill her. She's currently in Florida. And there's a Florida judge who has charge over this 17-year-old, Rifka Berry. I'm going to read something that came out of Surah. And Surah means the cow, and it's talking about idolatry. And that's why it's named the cow. It's not worshiping the cow. It's kind of rebuking that, sort of. Infidels are those who declare God is the Christ, Son of Mary. Infidels are those that say God is one of three in a trinity. Infidels are your sworn enemies. Make war on the infidels who dwell around you. Now that is a command of religion, Surah 9, verses 123. I haven't gotten there yet, but this is a clip. I couldn't tell you the entire part of Surah 9, but verse 123 says, make war on infidels who surround you. When you meet the infidel in the battlefield, strike off their heads. Well, that's a battlefield, okay? Muhammad is Allah's apostle. Those who follow him are ruthless to the infidels. That would be somebody other than Muslims. Prophet, make war on the infidels. Believers, that's Surah 66:9. Believers, take neither the Jew nor the Christians for your friends. Jesus said to love your enemy, bless those who curse you, and to feed your enemies, and be good to those who spitefully use you. That's what Jesus said. Now, he's higher than the prophets. That's what he said. But this is what the Muslims are being taught. Believers, take neither the Jews nor Christians for your friends. I've also read in the Quran that if somebody's truly a devout Muslim, they will not make way for the infidel. In other words, have you ever had a lady walking down the street and she's got the kind of covering on her head and she walks right into you? She is rude and just slams into you. Guess what? It wasn't an accident. There's a teaching to not make way for the infidel. So everybody who's not, conforming to that Mideast norm is an infidel. Never be a helper to the disbelievers. That's what Surah 28:86 says. So Muhammad the prophet said, never be a helper to the disbelievers. Jesus said to bless those who curse you and to help those who spitefully use you and to feed your enemies, to love your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? And he described in that culture in that day somebody who was an infidel to his audience. So he taught that the infidel would be, not using that term, but essentially describing that infidel, would be your neighbor that you were supposed to bend over backwards for and just really do great things. So the teachings in Surah 28:86 go completely contrary to the teachings of Jesus, but Muslim attributed Jesus to being higher than the prophets. It says, kill the disbelievers wherever we find them. Surah, verse 2:191. That's what's being taught. Now, I'm going to go to something here I'd marked. And this Rivka Berry, she says that if she goes home, her parents will kill her. Let's see what this says. Muhammad said, whoever changes his Islamic religion, kill him. This is in Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 9, book 84, number 57. It is Muta Imam Malik's Hadith. He says, whoever changes his Islamic religion, kill him. That is a command in Islam. Not everybody reads that part, that particular Hadith. No Muslim should be killed for killing a disbeliever. You see, so you're exonerated. So this is really, and people don't know this, it's very troubling. I don't know that they'd say, would they say this on NPR? I don't know if they'd say this on NPR. I've been watching some reports that the news media is owned by some very powerful people who have influence on those folks who call themselves legislatures. Or a member of the legislature, both congressional and in states. So there are folks that are very powerful and have control of the news media. And I don't know that, I don't know whether they'd allow you in the future here to, when things get really kind of weird, because things are getting weird, are we even going to be able to continue to say this? Because this would be hate speech, wouldn't it? I don't have any hate. I have great love for somebody who has a heart to seek after God. And whether they're Muslim or not, but I would love to sit down and talk with them and go through the Quran that honors the Bible and then go through the Bible, which is honored, and show where those things don't necessarily agree and to make somebody just sit down and consider what it is they're believing and why they believe it and what are they doing. Okay, so Muhammad said no Muslim should be killed for killing a kafir. That's an infidel. That's why... what's her name? It's Miss Berry. Let's just call her Miss Berry. Rivka. Rivka Berry is telling local people that they don't send me to Ohio because my parents have an obligation to kill me because it says in Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 9, Book 84, Number 57, whoever changes his, says Muhammad said, whoever changes his Islamic religion, kill him. So that's, I think that's a serious concern. She was raised in that teaching. She had her father actually say, I will kill you. Now, was he being just facetious? I don't know. So what are the court's obligations in a situation like that one? You know, it's amazing. The child care custody guys, the kind of the children Gestapo of Florida, have taken many families' children away from them in Florida because they have a biblical worldview. They're raising their children in homeschooling. I mean, this one lady had these five children taken away. And once you get caught up in that system, folks, you're stuck in that system. There, it's not really out to protect the sanctity of the family or the child. It I guess, is a stopgap if some kid is just being abused by some drug abuser or something like that. I mean, that's one thing. But to say, oh, these are religious extremists. Yeah, they're Christian extremists. They love God and they love their neighbor as themselves. Today, you're going to be hearing that term Christian or religious extremism a lot. Be very careful. Some religious extremists won't kill, even if killed. Depends on the flavor of the religion, huh? And whether it's true religion or false religion, because religion, as defined in United States law, see Reynolds versus the United States, is the duty we owe the Creator and the manner of discharging it. So, I mean, so there is a point where you're going to have to choose which way you're going to go, America. If you're going to say, oh, this isn't a Christian nation, well, that means that you're saying that you're not really going to hold that Christian love God and love your neighbor as yourself as something of value, right? Something's going to fill the void. So what happens is, in modern America, what we have is it becomes statism. We're religious people. We're created to be religious. Religion is part of the creation. The duty we owe the Creator is going to be just built into everything that happens. So what happens is, if you refuse to do, let's say, it's just religion. You know, you're delving into metaphysics. What's going to happen is you're going to fill the void with something else. Currently, what they're trying to do is fill it with statism, where we're going to, using the current thing, looks like it's coming down the road, is to make sure that you can go to a doctor, you're going to have to show that you worship the state and that you're paying your tithe to your God, the state, who is going to be your savior, that society is where you find your security. And so that's what's going on today. You're listening to David Allen Carmichael. We're going to be taking a break here. I'll try to go on to something else. If you want to give me a call at 888-850-1872, and you have some questions about what I'm talking about, it is kind of provocative, isn't it? Doesn't it kind of tweak you just a little bit? I can't believe he said that on the radio. What a nut. What a crazy guy. He's just the right-wing neocon. No, I'm not. I'm offended by those guys. In fact, they don't want to talk to me. I've called them up and tried to get interviews with those you would call the neocons. They won't have anything to do with me because I'm so conservative, they think I'm liberal. Now, the liberals, I talk to liberals, and I'm more liberal than they are, really, on a Jeffersonian liberal basis. And they think I'm extreme conservative. I'm so liberal, they think I'm conservative. Hey, we're going to come back. Keep tuning in to the Freedom 104.3 FM. You can give us a call, 888-850-1872. Check us out online at faithfreedoms.org.